Hello, and welcome to the Service Contractor's Business Tape of the Month. This monthly cassette CD series represents yet another step in accomplishing Grandy & Associates' vision of helping the service contractor come to a place of maturity and profitability. Each month, a different national speaker from throughout the service and trades industry shares dozens of cost-reducing, profit-increasing ideas to help you become a more profitable company. The title of this month's tape says it all. We all want to sell more, and we want to sell our products more easily. This month, Bob Sinton will explain the simple sales process he's been teaching to contractors for over 10 years. Bob Sinton is a principal of the Training Center for Sales and Business Development, an affiliate of the Sandler Sales Institute. Bob began his professional career learning his family's contracting business from the ground up. He worked in service, estimating, sales, production and management, and eventually purchased the company. For the past 10 years, Bob has provided sales training, coaching, counseling, workshops, clinics, and seminars to contractors across the country. Now, let's sit back, relax, and see if we can pick up some new principles that will help us sell more and sell more easily.
Hello, my name is Robert Sinton, president of the Training Center for Sales and Business Development. Thanks for taking the time to listen to how I might be able to help you sell more easily. If you're a technician out there, an installer, an estimator, a salesperson in the contracting world, servicing residential, commercial, or industrial, we may have something for you to allow you to be more profitable, make more money for yourself and for your company. To understand that, as you're listening to this tape, you got to keep in mind of what you've been running into the last few years as a technician or salesperson. And for ease of conversation this afternoon, why don't we just let the if I say salesperson, let's just let that refer to any of you technicians or installers out there, okay? For all you technicians and salespeople out there, keep in mind, what are some of the concerns you're running into? What are some of the obstacles you face as you talk to homeowners or commercial business owners as you're selling your products and services to them? For instance, in the 20 years I've been involved in the contracting world, 10 as a contractor myself and 10 as a trainer now, helping contractors make more money and their technicians increase their income, what they've told me in the past is they sometimes are sick and tired of the amount of proposals they put out there and not get enough return on those proposals, or their clients are more interested in low price, or their clients actually take your proposals and shop you around. Maybe that's never happened to you, but a lot of people around the country that I've done some training with, they face those kinds of issues regularly. And the reason it's important to keep that in mind is I show you a new possible way of taking your products and services to the marketplace and to customers to allow you to make more money. You got to keep in mind, especially keep in mind, what customers are now trying to do to you. So, as we talk, if you can kind of picture in your mind a line going down the middle of a piece of paper, and on the left side of the line, I'm going to show you the traditional, or what we sometimes say in our training classes, the traditional approach to dealing with customers and clients as you sell your products and services to them. They basically have four steps. And when I say they, I'm talking about your customers out there. Your customers and prospects have basically four steps of how they deal with you. We call that their buying system. Their buying system. What their buying system looks like, and tell me if you agree with this after I get done explaining it to you, is typically one, there may be some sort of, how do we say this, finagling, or not telling you the entire truth of why they want a new, for example, a heating or a cooling system or a plumbing system or some contracting type work done around their house. For instance, they say things like maybe money's no object. They're really interested in having you perform this work for them. So they get you to come out to their house. That you come highly recommended. I could go on and on with that. In step one, what I want you to write on your paper, if you are taking notes, is there's some form of, there's no other really way to say this except that they lied to you. We call that lie number one. Doesn't make them bad people, folks. It just means that they don't want to tell the entire truth to a salesperson or a selling technician, because if they do that, they think they may be showing all their cards, or they have it in their head that it's okay to lie to a salesperson, for instance. And let's not be holier than thou. We've done that periodically ourselves. So anyway, you get to their house or their business through some sort of not telling you the entire truth. And what do they want from you? I'm sure the people listening to this tape, if you are listening to this tape and you're a subscriber to this program, you're already successful, I'm sure, at whatever contract and business you're in or as a technician. So, which means you have a lot of expertise to bring to the table. Now, guess who wants that more than anybody? You're right. The homeowner or the client wants it. Your prospect wants that information. So step two, if you're following me, is they want your expertise. You have it, they want it, and unfortunately, most contractors and technicians give it to them. They want your expertise, your knowledge, your blueprints, your proposals, your estimates. They basically pick your brain for everything you know. And I know we've all been there before. Unfortunately, there's too many contractors out there willing to do it. And, of course, they want your price. That's at the end of step two. They want your price, your expertise, your knowledge. As we move on to step three, let's use a scenario where a proposal or an estimate you're working on didn't go the way you wanted. And what I mean by that is you call the customer back and they say, oh, yes, Mr. Technician, we haven't made a decision yet. Or my partner had some other information we needed from you as well. Or maybe they're even getting some information from other contractors. Or maybe they tell you it was a great proposal you did for them or an estimate, but for whatever reason their tax return check didn't come in. Or maybe they got some opinions from their neighbor if they were at Home Depot or some other home center getting information from somebody like that. We have given that step number three a name, and that's called lie number two. What does lie number two in step three look like for you folks out there listening right now? You truly have to understand these customers do this to us all the time. The last step we have identified here in the prospect system of dealing with you is step number four, and we call that they don't answer the phone, DA, or they don't return messages, DR, or you go into voicemail, if you will. In other words, you're kind of chasing them now. You're chasing them down with the proposal you dropped off weeks or days earlier. You're finding out, well, you're asking them how come they haven't made a decision yet. You're wondering what's going on. They basically kind of just vanished. If it's a typical prospect where maybe they've gone someplace else to get the job done and you don't have it, unfortunately, you're usually the last one to find out. That's unfortunate for us contractors out there. Well, we've kind of given those four steps. And in summary, the first step, lie number one, how they got you to get out to their home and get your expertise and price from you, which is step two. Step three is they lie to you again by saying, hey, things changed. Their decision-making has altered its course. They've gotten some opinions from other people. Step four, they've kind of vanished. We've given those four steps a name. And tell me if you've been there or felt this before. We call that unpaid consulting. Unfortunately, our industry, the professional selling contractors industry, is one of the few out there, or we could say all salespeople out there in the world, are expected to do some unpaid consulting. It's because the prospect wants it, they ask for it, and again, unfortunately, most technicians and contractors out there will give it to them. Well, at the beginning of this conversation, I told you to draw a line down the middle of the paper. We're off to the right side of the paper. I want you to write up top your system. On the left side was the prospect system. On the right side would be your system. In other words, your system of communicating with that customer with a more effective approach. And we've broken that down into a few steps. But before I tell you these few steps under your system, or the one we train other contractors around the country, is I just want to share with you that the best message you can get from listening to this tape today is that even if you don't adopt the system that I'm about to introduce to you, the message you should get from this is adopt somebody's system. Because if you don't have a certain sales philosophy or methodology in your company, unfortunately, you're going to be how should I say it, at the mercy of the customer using their system, which unfortunately we've already talked about is called unpaid consulting. So let's go back over to your new system or the one that you're going to choose to adopt, whether you work with our firm or not, like other contractors around the country have. Step one is we call bonding and rapport. Create a deep level of bonding and rapport with that customer. And I don't care if you're brand new in sales or you're in a service truck or an installation truck, an estimator, a contractor, a salesperson, a true level, a deep level of bonding and rapport, understanding the real reasons people communicate, understanding what we call human relation skills at a level that whether you're 22 years old or 72 years old, most people realize, at least in our training, can improve in the areas of how to get along with people more effectively so that the customer wins, you, the technician, win, and the owner of the contracting company wins. So it's a win-win-win proposition. So in our training, we go into deep levels of bonding and rapport, what it truly makes to have a great outcome with the communication with the customer. Go on to step two, we call an upfront contract. And simply put, if you're writing this down, step two is an upfront contract. By that we mean is before you engage on a service call with a client or an installation or a sales call or an estimate, is have a conversation with the customer about what did they think was going to happen at this meeting, the service call or installation. What did they think was going to happen as far as you diagnosing what's going on with their house or business with their, for example, heating and cooling system or plumbing system or your landscape, for example. And why that's important is because upfront contracts, as we call it, is a mutual understanding between two people so that it creates less confusion in the ensuing 2 hours or 15 minutes or in the ensuing 2 weeks, if you will. It eliminates confusion and disagreements, if you will. So professional selling technicians and estimators know how to set strong and effective upfront contracts. So like I said, there's no confusion. From that step two, we move on to step three, which is called pain. What we mean by pain is pain, as psychologists often say, is the strongest motivator known to man. What pain is the truest motivation or strongest motivation known to man of their strongest buying motives. So if psychologists and most successful salespeople agree that pain is important, then the onus of responsibility is on you, the technician, whether you're doing some plumbing in someone's home or heating or cooling or any kind of contracting, it's imperative that you understand that person's personal pain, if you will. It goes deeper than needs and wants. It's more than the nuts and bolts of the products and services you're offering. It's their personal, intimate, emotional reasons of why they want a new roof in their house or heating and cooling systems. And if you're willing to discuss someone's pain with them, we call it a pain interview, if you will, in step three, then your chances of success are going to be greatly increased. So again, step three is the pain interview. Moving on to step four, we call it the budget step. And a budget step is the selling technician, the professional selling technician, is willing to uncover the client's budget through conversation. It goes beyond just simply asking a client, how much do you have for this project, ma'am or sir? It's a conversation between you, the selling technician, and the homeowner or the customer about how much budget have they set aside to take care of this pain. That's why we talk about pain before budget, because there is a direct correlation. A budget conversation, if you're taking notes out there, has nothing to do with the costs of your products and services. Let me say that again slowly. The client's budget has nothing to do with the costs of your products and services. That's a real important concept to understand, because too many salespeople and technicians get it mixed up and they too quickly blurt out a price of, Mr. Jones, this is going to cost you $6,000 or $7,000. The customer says too much. and then the technician falls into validation mode or defensive posturing to say and proceed to tell them all the features and benefits of their contracting company of why their costs are justified. And unfortunately, the fight ensues, and you're quickly back over to the prospect system of how they want to buy from you. It's almost like a dog fight. So again, step four is the client's budget. You need to get out on the table. Moving on to step five is what we call the decision step. And a decision step, another way of saying that, is a decision-making conversation with the customer. You're going to uncover all the decision-making processes the customer or customers, if you will, have to go through to make up their mind about spending X amount of dollars, which you just covered in step four, to get rid of the X amount of pain, which is what we discovered with the client in step three. So a decision-making process is like, who's going to make the decision? When is the decision going to be made to purchase these products and services? Where is the decision going to be made? How is it going to be made? Why is it going to be made? That's what professional selling technicians know how to do in step five, which is what we call the decision-making conversation step. There's two more steps to go, and we're almost done, that professional selling technicians implement in their daily work activity. Step six is what we traditionally used to call the presentation step. A more progressive way of describing that step is called a fulfillment step. And what you're doing in step six, in the fulfillment step, is showing the customer how you, the technician, are going to solve that customer's pain within their budget and in front of the people that are going through a decision-making conversation that you've already talked to them about. The fulfillment is you're fulfilling on their pain and nothing else. It's a lot different than if you remember in the prospect system over in their step two, you were spilling all your candy about your features and benefits early on. Using a more advanced system like the one we're showing you right now is you're not doing any presenting or talking or lots of features and benefits discussion until later on in the process. Whether this is a 15-minute service call or a four-hour sales call, it makes no difference. After you've made the presentation or fulfillment, you move on to the last step, which is step seven. And step seven is a step we call the post-sell. And what post-sell describes, folks, is after you've made a sale with someone, what are the chances of that person calling back Monday morning to rescind their order or change their mind? Or they have the prototypical, what we call buyer's remorse. I'm sure you're all familiar with that. Buyer's remorse is something that professional selling technicians know how to talk about on every single sales call, on every single service call, because they know no matter how good of a job they do selling their products and services, there's always that small chance that the customer can call back the next day and change their mind. And that's not something you want to have happen. So in a post-sale step, what you want to do is discuss with that client up front, face-to-face with them, after they've told you to go ahead and proceed with the job, what are the chances of them backing out? What are their chances of going to Home Depot? What are their chances of calling their neighbor or talking to another plumber and then saying, well, maybe that contractor's price was too high to begin with. Maybe I should change my mind or hold that order or have buyer's remorse, as we said. But professional selling technicians know how to have that conversation right now with them. Because let's be honest, isn't that where you want to be? If you knew a client was going to back out in 2 days, wouldn't you want to be right in front of them face-to-face right now today? So you have to uncover that issue up front, if you will, in step seven. That's our seven-step process that the most successful selling technicians, estimators, and salespeople are using around the country. And I'm going to end this discussion here today, and it's been my pleasure talking with you all. I hope this has had some impact on you, with telling you that in closing, professional selling technicians are not more successful, I repeat, are not more successful when they do a great dog and pony show over in step two of the prospect system. And they're not more successful in your new systems, if you will, your new selling systems philosophy in step six of how good of a presentation you're going to make. If you can bear with me for a second, professional selling technician success lies in the psychological decision, the psychological commitment, if you will. If you want to be as successful as you possibly can be in this contracting business, the psychological decision to, hey, am I going to follow the prospect's way of how they want to buy from me? Or do I want to follow a system that is more of a win-win process? And that psychological junction point, if you will, we've given a name. It's called wimp junction. What are you wimping out on, folks? What are you wimping out on? Your goals and dreams maybe for you and your family or for your company? Are you wimping out on the customer and what they're really trying to accomplish? That would be exemplified by not discussing their pain, for example. So I hope that wasn't too strong for you, and I hope you continue to have great success out there in your selling endeavors. And in closing, I want to thank you again. It's been my pleasure. And I will end by saying this. If you continue to do what you've always done, then you'll probably get what you've always gotten. And it can never hold too much true with that oldie but goodie as you're out there selling your products and services in today's marketplace. Good day and good selling.
As always, we welcome your feedback on each month's tape. Feel free to give us a call with your comments, or if you prefer, you may fax or email our office. Better yet, check out Grandy & Associates on the World Wide Web. Our totally redesigned website now has a complete listing of all of the products and services Grandy & Associates has to offer. Our address is www.grandyassociates.com, and it is also printed on the tape insert. Again, our website address is www.grandyassociates.com. As a reminder, our 3-day basic business boot camp is taking the industry by storm. For more information, check out our website or give us a call for a free 4-page flyer on the boot camp that provides all the details. The Service Contractor's Business Tape of the Month is produced and distributed by Grandy & Associates. If we can be of service to you, give us a call on our toll-free line, 1-800-432-7963. Until next month, remember, invest your time and invest your money in those things that will reproduce.